Please welcome Donovan Brown and Thomas Domka.
Good morning, everyone. Let's try that again. Good morning, everyone. Perfect. My name is Donovan Brown. I am a senior DevOps program manager at Microsoft. Some of you saw me yesterday. But I didn't get to introduce myself, so I blog all the time at donovanbrown.com. If you want to keep up with me, the best way is on Twitter. The little video you see playing there is me racing a car. I also am one of the best air hockey players in the world. The only reason that I bring that up is because I'm very, very competitive. I can turn anything into a competition, including making sure that we have the best mobile DevOps offering in the world. I go to work every day trying to make sure that I can do that. And one of the ways that we did that is we actually bought a little piece of hot technology called HockeyApp. And I could not be more excited to be on stage with one of the co-founders of HockeyApp, Thomas.
Hey, I'm Thomas. I'm one of the co-founders of HockeyApp. I'm now a group program manager at Microsoft, and I'm not a hockey player. I started coding earlier than Donovan.
So everything's a competition.
Super,
I love it.
Super competitive, and I love playing with Lego. Now, Donovan, show us something about mobile DevOps.
Perfect. So to frame that, let's talk about what DevOps really is. DevOps is the union of people, process, and products to enable continuous delivery of value to our end users. That's the goal of all of this, right? What we're trying to do is, as quickly as we possibly can, give the value to our customers. Now, when we start talking about mobile, there are some very unique challenges to mobile. Doing this on a web app is extremely easy. But when you start talking about the number of devices that you have when you're working with mobile, when you talk about the testing that you have to do to get to mobile, even the distribution of mobile is more challenging. It's not just copying files to a web server. It's not just downloading a zip file and extracting it. It's figuring out a way to get it onto every single device and doing it without bypassing the store, right? You want to get past the store, get onto the device. It's very, very challenging. Now, one of the things that I try to do every day is figure out, how do I take the DevOps best practices and apply that to mobile? Well, you use Xamarin, you use HockeyApp, and you use something called Visual Studio Team Services, which is the team that I work on. Very proud of this product, because it is everything that you need to turn an idea into a working piece of software. You have to track the idea, right? I have this cool idea. Where am I going to put it? Where am I going to groom it? Where am I going to break it down into tasks? And where am I going to track its work? You can do that in Visual Studio Team Services. Now that I have this idea, where am I going to store the source code, right? You need a version control system. And we have Git support, and we have TFVC support. So if you want centralized or distributed, we have you covered inside of this tool set. Once I write the code, I now have to compile the code or build the code. We have a CI system that runs everywhere, on Linux, Mac, and PC. Wherever you want to build your app, you can build it using Visual Studio Team Services. In addition to that, it's now time for us to go ahead and deploy our application. Not only web apps, but even mobile apps, which we'll be talking about today. Guess what? You can do all of that using our system as well. Visual Studio Team Services is uniquely positioned as the only product on Earth that actually has everything that you need. Otherwise, you go with what one of my friends calls the IKEA method. You buy tools from all these different vendors, and if you put it all together, you hope you have a DevOps pipeline. But from Visual Studio Team Services, it's like the Rolls Royce or the BMW of DevOps. You just buy this one thing and everything is perfect, okay? So that's the advantages of having it. Now, don't fear. I know a lot of you are thinking, yeah, one product means vendor lock-in. That's not the case. Every vertical of Visual Studio Team Services can be replaced with a tool of your choice, should you insist on doing that. At donovanbrown.com, I give you examples of how you can replace our build system with Jenkins, should you choose to do that. I would not recommend that you do that. I think our build system's really, really good. And I'd be more than happy to talk to a lot of you guys about that afterwards. So the first concept we're going to talk about, we kind of talked about this a little bit in the keynote, is continuous integration. This is the practice where upon every single check-in, your code is downloaded, compiled, and tested. I've been slinging code for about 20 years, like we talked about a moment ago. I remember when code was only built on Fridays. That meant Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I was building up all this technical debt that I had no idea about until Friday. And when the build broke and they pointed the finger at me, it took me 2 or 3 days to figure out which of the changes I made all week long actually caused that to break. But what if at 9 o'clock I check in code, and at 9:02 the build breaks? Guess what? I know exactly what I was working on, and I can instantly go back in and fix that. My velocity goes through the roof. By adding test to your CI build, not only does my velocity increase, but so does the quality in which I'm delivering the code, right? So what we're gonna do is we wanna make sure that we can do that when we're doing mobile as well. CI, no problem. So we want you to set up a build server on any platform you need so that you can build the mobile applications that you want. And finally, you have to test it. And as I said, these aren't just normal unit tests, right? When you're writing mobile applications, you need to get it onto a device where you can actually test it to make sure that it's high quality. And using Xamarin Test Cloud, we can actually do that on thousands of devices so that we can go back in and verify that, yes, that change that you just made, that commit, that feature, that bug fix that you just made is actually working the way that we want it to against real devices. Now, Thomas is going to start with a demo here on these products. Now, I want you to let me know if you like what you see from Thomas, because I promise you, if you don't clap, I'm cutting that feature. So you either clap or the feature dies. That's all I'm trying to say right now. So Thomas, take it away and show me some really cool stuff here.
Thanks, Donovan. So let's start with Test Cloud. Test Cloud lets you run your app on thousands of mobile devices in the cloud.
Test Cloud stays. Good job. Good
it
job.
lets you test everything like in real life, find performance issues, and gain the confidence that you need to ship your app. Now, my friends from Xamarin have added me to the Evolve app, so I can show you how they tested the Evolve app here. So I can open the Evolve dashboard for the and see all the test runs, and you can see every single test run we did to ship the Evolve app, and then the last two failed, and all the tests failed, so let's see what happened here. And you can see 21 out of 21 tests failed, and on the left side, you see all my test cases that were defined. I can open a test case, see all the steps, and voila, only one device failed here, obviously because of some error message from iOS. I can open this device and see, oh, the iCloud storage was full. So not really a fault of my own app, but it gives me that confidence that my app is running well and only the single test has failed for some system issue. One cool thing here is if I click on full size, I can actually get a full screenshot. So if you want to take screenshots before shipping your app to the App Store, you can easily use the screenshots coming from Test Cloud. It's just a simple image. I can drag and drop it away to my desktop. Now, I want the same for our demo app here. We have created a demo project, which is like a health app called Patients. And I want to have the same kind of same level of tests for my app. To do this, I want to start a new test run by clicking over here. And with a few simple steps, I can set up my app. It's an iOS app, and I want it to be in my team. And then I can pick all the devices that are available in Test Cloud. And I have that little nifty sidebar where I can pre-select it by OS version, by phone, by form factor, or by OS version. But I can also use that dropdown over here and just say, you know, I want the top 10 phones. It's a phone app that I have, so I pick this one. So it automatically selects the top 10 phones for me to test on. And then in the last step, I get to pick which system language and which test series I want to run. So in my case, I want to run the language in English. But again, I can pick different languages. And as I've mentioned, that's super cool if you want to run screenshots, because you get all the screenshots in Chinese and Japanese and so on. Now I've set up the test series, and then Test Cloud gives me that nice little comment line, but I don't really want to do that manually. I want to do that on every single commit that I do to my repository. I want to run the test in Test Cloud. So to do this, we use VSTS. So this is VSTS. This is my VSTS dashboard. I've already set it up a little bit. You can see I've connected it to Hawkey app using those widgets here that let me directly jump from VSTS to Hawkey app. I can see my previous builds. Some failed, some were successful, and I can see my team members over here. And the dashboard is really easy to edit. I can click down here and add a new widget. I want to add a simple widget that shows me how many commits my team members have done in the last 7 days. So I pick the widget, I click add, and that's really it. I save it, and I see my team was really lazy, just 5 commits in the last 7 days. Now, to switch to build, to switch to different areas of VSTS, I have those tabs at the top here. Code is all my code. That is basically my Git repository, all my branches, my Git commit history. Work is all my work items, my Kanban board, all I really have to do. And then build is where I build my app through continuous integration. I've already set up a build pipeline for my iOS app here with four simple build steps. The first one, version assemblies, helps me to continuously increase the version number with every new build. And that makes sure that when I deploy the build to users and get feedback from them, that I can identify which build they have used to, and provide the feedback on. And it also helps me to symbolicate crash reports and really find the quality issues. Then I have two of the Xamarin license tasks. One activates the license on my build agent against the Xamarin server, and the other one deactivates the license after I'm done with building. And that last step is really it's really important to say this should always run even if the test fails, so I don't waste my Xamarin license spot and release them again. Otherwise, I run into like a semaphore problem where I increase all the time but never decrease. And then the build step itself is really simple. All I have to configure here is my Xamarin solution and the configuration I want, and it creates the full IPA package that I need to deploy on iOS. Now, I want to modify this in two ways. One is I want to always build when my code was committed. I do this here in triggers, and I say continuous integration. I tick this little checkbox here, and that's really all I need. Now, every commit to the release branch will always create a new build on VSTS. I click save here. And then the other thing I want to do is I want to upload my build to Test Cloud at the end of the build phase. Visual Studio Team Services automatically comes with a Xamarin Test Cloud integration. So I can simply where is it?
And this list can actually be updated as well, which is what I like about it.
So
if you don't see a task you want, you can actually add a task there as well.
So I can add the Test Cloud step to my build definition. And now I have to configure the step with a few fields. So the one thing I have to know is where is my app package in my directory. So I'm cheating a little bit here because I have already found this in my repository. But as you can see here, I can use wildcards. I can use double wildcards. So it's really flexible to find your package. And then the other four fields here, I can take from Test Cloud. So the first one is the API key. Copy this here. And the second is my email. And for the devices I have selected, Test Cloud generates this kind of short link, you can say. So whenever I want to switch to a different set of devices, all I really have to do is run through that setup process again and change that little hash here to give it a different set of devices. And then last but not least, I have to specify the assembly directory where my UI test DLLs are located. So I can generate them through code, or I can generate them like yesterday shown in the keynote with the test recorder tool. In my case, I have already done that, so I copy and paste that over here. I save my configuration, and now I'm good to go. I queue a build here, and once the build runs through, both my IPA package, my symbol file, and my test assemblies are pushed to Test Cloud, and my test is run on 10 devices. Back to Donovan.
And we can do that for any app. Right, so again, we're talking about mobile, but I want to make sure we drive home. We can do this for any app. The reason why is the task list that Thomas brought up, it's highly extensible. We have partners that are going into our marketplace and adding new functionality all the time. And Visual Studio Team Services happens to be updated every 3 weeks. It can sometimes be embarrassing to do a demo because I'll go to a page that looked one way yesterday and today it looks completely different because it has all this new value there. So you got to be on your toes when you demo VSTS because it updates so regularly with new features all the time. So after we have continuous integration, it's time for us to do continuous delivery. What we're going to do is I see like a relay race, right, where your binary is the baton that the runners are passing between each other. So CI has now created this baton that we now want to pass to delivery. Because right now, we know that it's good code. We were able to compile it. We were able to test it. But our users still don't actually have it. So what we want to do now is be able to deliver that code to our end users. Again, I mentioned earlier, and it's true, it's a very unique challenge when it comes to mobile. Right? Normally, you have to go through a store. It has to get approved. It takes a really long time before our individuals get it. But using technology like Hockey App, it allows us to instantly give our testers a new version of our application. They get a notification on their phone that says, hey, there's a new version. Why don't you go ahead and download that? I can review the release notes. And as soon as I do that, HockeyApp springs into action and starts doing all the magical things that we know HockeyApp is capable of. And we didn't have to worry about getting into an app store before we actually get our code to our developers or to our testers. And in that way, we instantly start to get that valuable feedback from them that allows us to determine, did we just produce value? Remember, the definition of DevOps was to deliver value, not to just randomly deliver code, but to deliver value to our end users. And we only know that when we gather feedback from them when they're actually using it. So what Thomas is going to demo for us now is the way that we can actually integrate HockeyApp into our DevOps pipeline and actually distribute our code to our testers.
Thanks, Donovan. So the next thing we want to do is we want to add HockeyApp to our Xamarin project, deploy the app to HockeyApp, and then run the app on the phone to show you what HockeyApp can give you on your with your app. So I've already opened here my solution in Xamarin Studio, and found the Xamarin, the HockeyApp package in NuGet. And I can simply click Add Package here to add this NuGet package to my solution. Now, I already did this before the demo, so I can just close here. And to initialize the Hockey SDK, I only need a couple of lines of code in my app delegate. And this is an iOS app. So I have an app delegate class that initializes my app. So the first thing I want to do is I want to import the HockeyApp namespace. And then to initialize the SDK, we go in the finished launching method, and we want to initialize HockeyApp as early as possible to get crash reports as soon as the app starts. I need three lines of code that initialize HockeyApp with my app ID, and I show you in a minute where I find it, start HockeyApp, and then authenticates against the HockeyApp backend. Now, we have different authentication options. When I specified no other parameters, HockeyApp will use anonymous user IDs, but can also authenticate users with email, and password, or with their device ID. Now, I need to get this app ID here. And to do this, I switch over to the HockeyApp UI. And on my HockeyApp app page, I get the app ID here in the top left corner. I can just copy and paste this over here to my Xamarin solution.
Oh, zoom in, okay.
Okay, better?
More, we want more zoom. There we go.
Okay, sorry about that. So I've initialized HockeyApp with my app ID, and if I would compile the app like this and ship it, I already get three features. HockeyApp will check against the backend, Hockey SDK will check against the backend whether a new version of my app is available and notify the user with a dialogue. It will collect crash reports and ask the user to send that crash report at the next launch. And it will also send usage telemetry, users and sessions to the HockeyApp backend so you see how many users have used your app on a single day. In addition to that, I want to add two more things. I want to show a feedback view when I shake the phone. And to do that, I open my base view, which is my base class for all my views here. And I implement the motion gesture to handle the shake event. So here's my motion ended method. And again, I have to import the HockeyApp namespace. And that really is all I need for the shake gesture. When I shake the phone now, the HockeyApp feedback manager will be called and will show a feedback view with an auto-generated screenshot of the view I was at. And I show in a minute how that shows how that looks in the app itself. The other thing I want to do is I want to track certain events in my app, custom events. And I've already written a little service that I can use from my Android app and from my iOS app. And in that little telemetry service, all I really have to do is call the track event method from HockeyApp to send events to HockeyApp. Now, this track event method doesn't open an HTTP request every time the method is called, but it spools the event on the device itself. And every once in a while, or when the app launches or is killed, the events are sent to the HockeyApp backend. Now I can compile my app locally, but I can also auto-generate the app again in VSTS and Visual Studio Team Service, as we have shown before. And now I want to do, in addition to uploading the app to Test Cloud, I want to also upload the app to, to Hawkey app. And again, we add a build step here from the deploy category. I've already pre-configured my Hawkey app connection in the service settings of Visual Studio Team Services, which is a powerful way to share your credentials across all your VSTS projects without actually exposing the API key or the passwords to your users, to your other team members. And again, I need the file path to my solution, to my API file, which is my package. And I also want to upload the symbol file here so Hawkey app can symbolicate my crash reports. Symbolication means that instead of seeing memory addresses and unreadable stack traces, I get a fully symbolicated stack trace with class names, method names, file names, and line numbers. So to do this, I give it the path to the dsym file, which is a symbol mapping between those memory addresses and the class names and file numbers. I have additional options here that I can pick. I always want to publish my build to all my users, and I want to also notify them so they get an email when a new build is available and they can directly install the app. I save that configuration, and again, I just queue it. VSTS now runs my Xamarin build, runs it on test cloud. If all tests were complete, it then deploys the build to Hawkey app. Once the build has landed on Hawkey app, I can directly install it on my phone. So here you see my phone through a wired connection. I can use the Hawkey app icon here. I've already installed Hawkey app on my phone through install.hawkeyapp.net. And I get my dashboard with all the apps I have access to on Hawkey app. So here's my health app. I can open the download page. And similar to the App Store, you get the direct information about the build. So in this case, nobody has provided release notes because I auto-generated the build on VSTS. I get the build history. I can give feedback. And then through the install button, I can install the app on my phone. I confirm the installation dialog. And if I go now to my home screen, you can see that the app is installed in a similar fashion as the App Store over the air seconds after I've deployed the build. Now, the installation takes a little bit. I can talk to you a little bit about the two different ways of beta distribution on iOS. We are using here so-called enterprise distribution, which does not require you to collect the device ID. So every user in your company or in your team can install the app without collecting any device IDs. The opposite to that is ad hoc distribution, where you have to collect device IDs, and you're limited by Apple to 100 device IDs for iPhone, for iPad, and so on. Hawkey app helps you with that process by collecting the user device IDs when installing the Hawkey app icon on the home screen. Hawkey app will automatically collect those device IDs, and you as a developer can export them and import them to the Apple portal. Now that my app is installed, I can simply launch it. Here's the Health Clinic app. I can tap through the screens. And then if I tap this little plus icon here in the top right corner, there's a bug, so my app is crashing. The next time I launch the app, I get a dialog asking me to send the crash report back to Hawkey app. Now, this gives the user the opportunity to give consent if collecting data about him or not. If you don't want that, you can also automatically send the crash report and hide that dialog. So I sent the report. And now, in addition to sending the crash report, I also want to give some feedback to the developer. And to do this, I've implemented my shake gesture. So I just shake the phone, and my feedback view shows up. It shows a screenshot, and I can edit the screenshot. And I can use my finger to annotate the screenshot. So I can draw an arrow over here and say, hey, this is crashing the app. And in addition to this, there's some personal data on the screenshot, the name in the bottom of the screen. And I want to hide this, so I can use this other tool here and add some noise over the personal data. I store the screenshot and say, thank you. This is a bug. I sent the feedback back. And now the feedback is sent to the Hawkey app. All my development team are getting a notification about the issue and can work on the bug. Back to Donovan.
That stuff is awesome. Every time I see Hawkey app get demoed, I'm wowed by what we're able to do there. It's just fantastic. Now, there's a step that we can even go further. That's great for getting it to our testers. But our testers are not our end goal. Our end goal is making sure that we get this actually into the hands of our actual end users. We've gone through We've been able to test it, build it, everything that we need to do. We're confident now that our testers have been sending us feedback. We've responded to all the crashes that they've reported to us, because that information makes its way all the way back into VSTS as well, right? It doesn't just stay in the Hockey App portal. Not that you can't see it there. You can obviously go to the Hockey App portal, see the feedback, and see the crash reports. But you can actually wire that up to Visual Studio Team Services as well. So the developers are getting that feedback and those bugs actually inside their IDE, so they can immediately take action upon it. It's not, now I got to go to this other IDE or this other user interface. Everything that I need is being surfaced right in the IDE, right there in front of me all the time. Right? So the integration that we have between Hockey App and Visual Studio Team Services just continues to get better and better over time. Now, this is hands down one of my favorite features of Visual Studio Team Services. It's called release management. And what release management allows you to do is actually get approvals before we move your code through one environment to the next. And the environment is a conceptual environment. It could mean anything, right? So alpha testers could be an environment, beta testers could be an environment, and then obviously we want to get it to our store or into production. And we want to be able to automate deploying our application, not only to testers, but even into the store. Because every time a human being gets involved, we add risk. Let's just be honest. Every time you've had a production issue, chances are it was someone went in there and tried to change something when they shouldn't have, and then it broke. What we want to do is we want to reduce that by automating everything that we possibly can. But let's be honest. There are times where I'm going to want a human being to at least give their thumbs up, to give their approvals. I don't want you to touch anything, but I do want you to look around and make sure, does everything look the way that it's supposed to before we tell our system to go the final mile for us? And with release management, I can actually identify who I need those approvers to be, how many approvers I want to give their thumbs up, and then it will go back in and solicit that input from the users, saying, have you done everything that we asked you to do, and is it ready for us to continue on? And when they say yes, the system will happily go ahead and do whatever we want it to do. And that's what we're going to do here with release management. Release management and our build system are extremely, extremely similar. That is by design. We don't want you to have to think one way for build and think a drastically different way for release. We want them to be immediately familiar with you. If you've already been playing with our build system, you're going to immediately recognize our release system. We simply added two concepts. One is an environment, and the other one is the approver. And by doing that, we give you a lot more power and flexibility without having to learn anything new. So what I want to do now is allow Thomas to give us another great demo of some of the cool things that we can do with the integration with release management.
Okay, so in the last demo, I'd shown how to upload my build at the last step to Hockey App. Now, instead of doing this, I want to push my build through release management to Hockey App and Google Play. And so it's Google Play, so I want to do that for my Android app. And so instead of adding the Hockey App step as the last step to my build and pipeline, I add a package and deploy step first that uploads my my artifact through the package management into release management. So to do this, I use the copy and publish build artifact step here. And it's really simple to configure. All I need to do is to specify what contents from my build output I want to copy into the artifact management, and then how I want to call it. So in my case, I have the APK file that is under the test folder here. I call my artifact drop, and then I specify that the artifact is stored on the server. I save that configuration again, and I queue my build. And the build is now running and uploading the APK file into the artifact store. At the same time, in release management, I can configure my release pipeline. And as Donovan has mentioned, release management gives you those environments that you can use to specify different stages of your release management process. The first thing I need to do to set up my release definition is that I need to tie it to my build. So that means that whenever a build has happened, like I just did when queuing the build, my release process will be started once the artifact is finished. So in my case here, I pick the patient's Android app and create my build definition. Now I have one default environment, and first I want to rename my build here to Android, so that's my Android release. And then I want to rename. And then the first, I call it beta. The first environment is my beta environment, and the second environment is then my store environment. So I have two environments. The second is one. And the for the second one, I always want approval. So I don't want anyone to publish things to the store. I want somebody in my team to approve those store releases in Google Play. So I specify a user here. So this is, I want to be myself, to be the approver. And I don't want to trigger this automatically whenever a beta goes live. I want somebody to manually go in and say, hey, we are ready to publish to the store. OK, so now I have my two environments. I need to add the tests back. So in the first task, I deploy to Hockey App again. And similar to the build, I specify my connection here and my binary file path. And instead of pasting the link, I can simply find it from the artifact store. So here's my APK file. And that's really all I need. And again, I want to notify my users. And this is how easy it is to set up the Hockey App task. And now Google Play, similar, I add the task here. Google Play is right in my list of deploy tests. And again, as VSTS manages my credentials for me, I don't have to enter my Google password or something secret here. I just can configure my endpoint through the Google API console, specify the API token in the VSTS settings, and then pick the connection here. And the APK path is the same APK I pushed to Hockey App. So I pick this one here. And now the cool thing is, Google Play also offers a feature called Rollout, which lets me push my build to a subset of users. So in that case here, I pick the track Rollout, and then say 25. And what that does is basically, after I push my build to Hockey App, I approve the release to Google Play. VSTS pushes my build to Google Play and then pushes it to 25% of my users. So I have a staged rollout. And then if I want to go all in, I can either go into the Google Play console and release the build for everybody, or I define a third task that does that promotion from 25% to 100%.
Perfect.
Back to Donovan.
Yeah, and that would, yes, thank you. And like we were saying before, the stages are completely up to you. He rolled it out to 25. And if we wanted to, instead of having to go to the Google Play Store to do that last manual step, you could have very well have added another environment that said 100%. And then upon approval, we would go make that change for you. Again, reducing the amount of time a human being actually has to interact with other tools. All you have to do is give us our approval, and then we'll go ahead and do that on your behalf for you as well. So I just want to make sure you understand that we're constantly trying to increase the automation, which will increase your velocity and reduce your risk at the exact same time. If you want to get involved, we'll stand back and let you do whatever you want to. But if you want us to take care of everything but still have that control by having a human being say yes or no, we give you that flexibility as well. Now, I think that monitoring is a key part of a DevOps pipeline to be successful. Because to deliver value, I have to know that what I've just delivered is actually being used by our end users. I'll give you a personal story real quick. I think we have time. I showed you that I race cars for fun. I run a production website. I use a very similar technique for monitoring. I wanted to delete a feature off of my website because I didn't want to maintain it anymore. But before I did, I used custom telemetry like he was showing us in his app where he could say, every time someone does this, let me know that they've done this. And I put that in that feature. And then I let it run for a couple weeks, and I went back and I looked at the numbers, and I was blown away by how many people still use that feature that I wanted to delete. So that monitoring to make sure that what we're doing is the right thing that we're doing for our customers is really, really important. And many of us today are running blind. We assume that we know how our app is being used, right? We guess that this is a feature that they're actually going to like. And then we move heaven and earth, and we stay all weekend long, and we implement this feature, and we push it out, and we have no idea if they're using it or not. We have to take the marketing guy's word for it, or the sales guy's word for it, that yes, we did the right thing by making us spin all night long. But now, the next time someone comes in and the hair is on fire and the sky is falling, we have to implement this feature, do yourself a favor. Put some telemetry in there. Let's see if that feature that I just stayed up all night is actually going to be that popular. Because when I push this out, guess what? I can see every single time someone did or did not use that feature. And then I can know next time that you need to give me a little bit more evidence before I spend all weekend long on what you believe is going to be the most important thing. And then I can take that information back into my product backlog and make sure that what we're focusing on next is really the most important thing to our users. Or maybe he's right. And maybe we just haven't done enough marketing behind that new feature. Maybe our user navigation needs to be improved so they can find that new feature. We can then go run those experiments. We can go change the user interface. We can go put some marketing dollars behind this feature. And if they're still not using it, we know for a fact that they're not using it because we actually have the numbers now. So that's what monitoring is going to be able to give you, the ability to not be guessing any longer on if we're delivering value, to be able to know for a fact that, yes, that is important. And monitoring goes beyond just custom telemetry, diagnostics, performance, crash analytics, all that rich information that we get from monitoring our users to make sure that we are delivering value. And as we're trying to do with everything when it comes to DevOps and mobile DevOps in particular, is we're trying to make sure that we can give you that information using the tools that we provide here at Microsoft. Before we do the last demo, I just want to ask a favor of you all. I said I'm extremely competitive, and I want to be the best there possibly can be. But I actually need your help to do that. We all need your help to do that. That same feedback, we try to capture it as well, but nothing is more potent than your words. Go to User Voice for us and tell us what we're missing. If you do choose one of our competitors' solutions, please tweet at me, if nothing else, and say, Donovan, I chose X because they did this and you don't. Because if I don't know that they're doing something that I'm not doing, then I can't go fix that for you. If you tweet at me, I will go fix it. Okay, I am extremely, extremely competitive. Use that to your advantage to get the tools that you want. Okay, so please be vocal, let us know what you want so that we can go back and do that for you. Because we monitor as much as we can, but like I say, hearing it from you is so much more powerful. So show us how we can do this automatically for me, Thomas.
Yeah. Okay, so let me make that bigger again. So here's my HockeyApp dashboard, and I can see all my apps that I am developing or testing on my HockeyApp dashboard. HockeyApp offers you a unified view of all your apps across all your roles in your company or in other companies that you're testing for. Now, for my health app, I can click on an app to get the overview about this specific app. I can see all my versions here. And then in the bottom, we have our new user metrics screen. We can see all the core metrics about your app, crashes, downloads, users, and sessions. I can click on each of those boxes to get the last 30 days for this specific metric. Now you can see here, this is our demo app. So we demoed it last big time at the Build conference about a month ago, and then we started demoing it again here at Evolve, at our pod outside. And in between, we had a couple of demos that we used that app for. Similarly, you can see the sessions for the last 30 days. You can hover over a bar and see we had 29 sessions of that app on April 27th. Now, for Evolve, we added a new feature from Xamarin Insights, which shows you managed stack traces for your Xamarin apps. So this is the test crash that I was generating. And you can see here a full Xamarin stack trace that is that shows you syntax highlighting of all your C# methods. Now this is a pretty boring crash. It's coming from my test app. So let me show you a crash report from the Evolve app instead. So here's the Evolve app. It has a couple of crashes too. I picked the first one. And let me make that bigger again. And you can see here the full Xamarin stack trace. And in the same way that Xamarin Insights was showing it to you, I can expand and collapse sections that I want to dive in deep further. And we auto-collapse those where we think they are not relevant to you. In addition, as I had mentioned when we integrated the SDK, I've added custom events to my app. So here are the custom events for the My Health app. I can see how many times which tab was selected. So this is the Home tab, the Appointments tab, the Settings tab. I can click on each tab to see the detailed metrics for this custom event, how often the event was fired, how many unique users the event had, and how many percentage of all my users clicked on the event. Now, last but not least, I want to show you the feedback that I had sent to HockeyApp. And that feedback is here in my feedback tab. I get a unified inbox of all the feedback I got for an app. So this is the feedback I sent earlier today. But in addition to the feedback, we had connected HockeyApp with VSTS to automatically create a work item in VSTS whenever I get a new feedback from a user. So I can simply click on this little track button down here. And it opens the work item in VSTS, and I can directly become actionable on that feedback, work with my code, and close the loop from my commit, from my code to the commit to the build, to the continuous integration and the release management. And even better, if I close the feedback item here in VSTS and say, I'm done with this, let's save it, and go back to the feedback thread in Hockey App. Now, the feedback item in Hockey App is also automatically closed. You will see the button now has switched here to resolved, and my feedback is done.
Freaking awesome. I love seeing it work. It's just, it's so cool. I mean, I actually get goosebumps. You think I'm weird. This is how much of a geek I am, right? Because I know how cool this stuff actually is and how easy it's going to make my life. To not have to do anything, not to have to manage multiple user interfaces, to be able to go wherever I'm comfortable and to be able to have my entire team be engaged. Those who love the Hockey App interface and navigate it as well as you do, which I don't, right? I don't spend that much time there. You can stay in Hockey App and do everything that you need to do. I'm a developer. I've been slinging code. Visual Studio is where I grew up, and that's where I want to stay. And I get to stay there, yet get all this value. So as you use the user interface that you want, we've handled all the plumbing for you so that you're going to be efficient no matter where you want to live and on your daily basis when you do work. It's just, again, it's just I'm so excited about what we're going to be able to do because the three of us together, I mean, it literally is, it's like the dream team. I feel like we're about to go to the Olympics like we did the first time and just destroy everyone, right? Because it's like we have everything that we need and all these brilliant people working on it. So excited. So what is mobile DevOps going to do for you? It's going to give you the ability to be more efficient and also deliver higher quality with less effort. Just do what you naturally do. Let the computers and systems do everything else for you. Xamarin Test Cloud allows you to have access to devices you would never otherwise have access to. We made jokes about the Moto yesterday, the Motorola phone yesterday. That's a joke on stage, but that's real life for you. You are definitely going to get a crash on a device that you simply do not have access to. But now you do by simply going ahead and connecting to it from there. And with Hockey App, you can now distribute your application not only to your testers, but also into production to where you have a completely automated DevOps pipeline from beginning to end. So we have a couple additional resources for you. I highly encourage that you follow the two of us because we're very active on Twitter on making sure that we address everyone's concerns. It actually is the quickest way to get a hold of me. I get more emails than I care to read, but I really want to get my Twitter followers up, so I'm very active on answering that stuff. So again, use that to your advantage and find ways to communicate with us. These are other resources that you're going to be able to use. Thomas and I will make sure that we hang out front a little bit for us to answer questions. I did promise a few of you guys some DevOps stickers. If you were here for some of those, I have those, and I'll have those outside for me as well. I want to thank you guys so much for coming and spending time with us. I hope that was helpful. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.